goodwill toward men. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste. They went immediately. They didn't take their time. And they didn't just meander on back there. They said, "Oh, let's go in a couple days, see what the hubbub's all about, and see if it's real." No, it said, man, they made haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. Let's not say anything about the angels just yet. People might think we're crazy. He's here. Oh, my gosh, let's tell people the sign we got beforehand. Then they're okay to say it. Think about that. When something happens, someone's always willing to say, "The Lord told me this." But beforehand, it's like, we might hold off. They may think we're nuts. But as a matter of fact, the Old and New Testament are full of a lot of things like that. You know, they're full of wine. You guys have gone mad. You guys don't know what you're talking about. But it says, once it came to pass, man, let's go tell people about it. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Verse 19. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told to them. We can't forget Mary. See, now she's the actual giver of that gift. And we can say, well, no, the actual was God. I get that. I'm talking about she was the one giving birth. So she's the giver of that gift now, and we can't forget that. We can say we have the gift, but we can't forget the history of how we got there. As we talk about the gift of Jesus at Christmas time, and we think about, again, the banners up here that represent the different weeks and the different things that we celebrate in Advent, peace, hope, love, and joy. Those things came with Jesus Christ. We have those things because of Jesus Christ. So he came as a Prince of Peace, but he came to not just give us peace. He did. He came to give us peace. But think about it. He is our peace. In our times of trouble and when we're going through things, all we have to do is lean on Jesus, and he is our peace. As we've talked the last couple weeks about joy versus happiness and the emotional side, the circumstances, he is our joy. God is love. Jesus Christ came to share love with others. That's the love banner, right, that I'm touching? And he came to show us that example. How do I take this group and how do I love them? Well, Jesus showed us how. Then I've got this group. And how do I take them and love them? The same way. Oh, okay. And we got this group. Whew, got a bunch of teenagers in there. Got a pregnant mother up here. Group in the middle, on the ends. How do I love this group? Man, it's the same way because Jesus said, I'm consistent with my love. But definitely, we've got to remember, he is our hope. When we face things alone or without our church family, that's a dangerous place to be. He is our hope. In this time of year, we have to make sure that people know that there is hope for them. We have to know ourselves. Sometimes we get in the middle of things and we just think, I don't know how to get myself through this, out of this. How did I get myself into it? That doesn't matter. Let's find a way out of it. And we've got to know he's our hope when we get there. Now, a couple things looking at Luke chapter 2 that I like. When the shepherds, they were scared at first. This religion thing, whoops. Use religion. Okay, let's use a different word. This relationship thing that we have with Jesus Christ, that can be scary at first. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how I should face others with a smile on my face, with a frown on my face, with tears in my eyes, acting like everything's okay. No, just be real. Be real. We're a trusting environment. And we have to be real with one another and say, I'm having some trouble here. And I need some help. So the angels were afraid, or the shepherds were afraid when the angel appeared to them. But I love it, and it says in verse 13 again, suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God. Can you imagine? A multitude praising God. From up here, when we're singing and we can hear your voices coming back, what a beautiful sound that is. Not to mention encouragement, but what a beautiful sound. And they said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men. This is the good news of the gospel, that Jesus Christ was sent to us as a gift, a free gift, and Jesus Christ is our freedom. I'll be talking the next couple weeks about this gift and the freedom that He's given us. And it's funny, as we go towards Easter, we're going to talk about the restraint that we have, that we may give ourselves, we may give others, that we feel ourselves that we're in. But this, when it says the shepherds returned glorifying God and praising Him in verse 20. And I think that's what we have to do. When we go to work Monday, can we glorify God and praise Him to our co-workers? Can we make sure it may not be about the music? It may not be about the preaching. As a matter of fact, it should really be about the message. Not the messenger, but the message that we're really going back and telling people about. Oh my gosh, I got to tell you about this Jesus guy I heard about. I was talking to Lacey this morning. I said, Lacey, I need your phone number before you leave today. Because we've got it. And I texted you last night to tell you thanks for coming to the party, how much I appreciate you being here and being a part of this group. And the message came back and said, I don't know who you are, and I wasn't at your church. But by the way, what church do you go to? Because I'm looking for a church. Lacey said, that must be a sign. And I said, we're out at I-40 in Anderson. They said, I don't know where that is. Okay, well, here's our address. But anyway, but I thought sometimes it's about those things. I said, and then I thought maybe Lacey was just confused, thinking she was at church last night, not a church party. And I said, so are you telling me this is not Lacey that was at our church Christmas party at my house? She said, I'm not Lacey. Okay. Then I asked her this morning, why did you deny me last night? I'm just kidding. My point being that it's about Jesus Christ. And that's the message we should be telling other people about. Again, not the music, not the messenger. Well, I won't go down that path, but just tell people about that. Man, can we return back glorifying and praising God? A couple of us gather at work to talk about something. Then we pray. Usually on Mondays, unless I forget, then we do it Tuesdays. And last week, one of the guys in our group said, man, I wanted to ask you if we could pray at the end of the week too, because I really just need it. I said, we can pray anytime you want. We can pray anytime. Let's go back and tell people about this. Let's go out and tell people about this. Go tell it on the mountains. Holy cow. Feel free to go to the mountains and tell them. I'm going to return to my music one more time. See if I can. Well, what are we going to go tell them on the mountain? Oh. I'm sorry, it didn't limit us to just the mountains. Over the hills and everywhere. What are we going to tell them? That Jesus Christ is born. Then once they have that message, that's our message that we're talking about. My Lord, we've been given this free gift. Now, let's go tell them what that means. Give them the example. What did it mean to you when you received that free gift? How has this changed you? Again, we can always say, Jesus Christ was the example of this, that, and the other thing. How we should love, how we should act, how we should treat one another. But let us be the example. Then think about it and say, uh-oh, have I been a good example of these things that I'm telling them about? God knew that we needed that gift, whether we knew it at the time or not. Whether we know it now or not, God knows we still need that gift. And when He gave us that gift, He also knew that He'd have to give us another gift. And that was the same gift He gave us. But this one was packaged differently, and it was hung on a cross. What a huge difference. No palace walls. Definitely no palace walls there. Hung on a cross. But He knew that was a gift that we needed to save ourselves. He gave it freely. He gave it unselfishly. And as Eric said last week, He gave it to all. All that would receive it. To all people. He gave His Son to be a mediator for us. Jesus Christ gave us the example of love in dealing with people. He gave us the example of serving one another when He did the foot washing. And He says, I do this as an example. And He gave His Son as a ransom for us and for our sins. I want us to think about this Christmas season. I want us to strive about these banners we have up here. Joy, love, peace, and hope. And I want us to think about the good news of the gospel. That our Savior has come. And that He's coming again. And He's come to be freedom for us in our sins. You see, we can easily try and rank sin. We're all sinners. Lacey, in case you don't know it, you're a sinner. Lacey, in case you don't know it, I'm a sinner. Oh man, that's great news. That means we are all equal. None of us more deserving or less deserving than the other. But Jesus said, man, I love you where you are. I don't want you to stay there. I want you to get better. I want you to get through some of these things. I want you to stop this. Go and sin no more. That's His desire for us. We share Jesus' example with others when we share peace, hope, joy, and love with other people. Let us strive to do that and to spread the gospel, but not just now, but throughout the year. Each and every year, the same message needs to be repeated over and over. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, I am so thankful for You as the giver of the gift that we so desperately needed and continue to need. God, You gave it unselfishly. You gave it knowing what we would do with it. how we would pull it out and show people at the right times. How we'd shove it in the back corner of a closet at the right times for us. And our secret sins and our blatant sins. God, you knew what we'd do with the gift. And then you took that gift and you repurposed it again for us. But to us it appeared that that was a brutal end to the gift, but it was a necessary end, again for our sake. Lord, as we go out this Christmas season, help us to spread the good news of the gospel. Help us to be examples of your love and your peace and your hope and your joy, and to share that with others. God, help us to be light and salt to those we come in contact with. Help guide and direct our actions and our words towards one another. And as I say constantly, to those we know and those we don't know, both deserve it the same. Help us, Lord, just to remember the forgotten and lift them up as well. We ask these things in your Son's name. Amen.